Hello, 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 and welcome to the tradition of a quick pint. Now, today I would like to disavow some of you of an idea which a lot of you have, which is that evolution happens very slowly. Evolution happens very, very slowly, so slowly, in fact, that it almost doesn't really matter. It's a very common idea that evolution happened in the distant past. We humans became evolved to, let's say, the savannah. That is our evolutionary match. That's where we're supposed to be. That's what we're evolved to. And after that, we created culture. And since then, there is cultural evolution, which is ultimately distantly underpinned by evolution. You know, it's on a very long leash from evolution, but it's cultural evolution that's all important. And we haven't really changed that much at all since the savannah, apart from a few unimportant, superficial things that apparently are superficial, such as eye colour or whatever. But otherwise, we've basically evolved from the savannah. And when I talk about intelligence being in decline, this must be for environmental reasons. It has to be, because it can't be for genetic reasons, because genetic changes happen so slowly. So how could it possibly be that our loss of 15 IQ points based on reaction time data between 1880 and the year 2000 is to do with genetics? It just can't be, because it's just so slow. Evolution happens at a glacial pace. It doesn't. It happens quite quickly. And people who say that it happens quite slowly, it seems to me, either have an agenda or they just don't understand how evolution works. This idea that we are no longer evolving, that we are biologically adapted to the savannah, is patent nonsense. And in that regard, I want to draw your attention to a new article in Aporia magazine by Peter Frost, who is a Canadian anthropologist, which explains that human evolution did not slow down, it accelerated. And he makes his case by presenting the data from two rather interesting papers, one by John Hawkes of the University of Wisconsin, because what you are able to do is you are able to track down SNPs, that is single nucleotide polymorphisms, in other words, versions of a gene, and you are able to track the speed at which they have appeared on the human genome and the speed at which their presence has increased on the human genome across time. So what he finds, this Hawkes guy, is that genome changes accelerated a hundredfold, i.e. the speed of evolution sped up a hundredfold after we left the savannah and became farmers and indeed started building towns and things like that. The speed of evolution sped up a hundredfold. So this is obviously wrong to say that we are simply biologically adapted to the savannah, and it's obviously wrong to say that all of our evolution took place in the distant past, and then more recently it's just been cultural evolution. Not true. Evolution massively sped up and continued at that speed for a very long time once we left the savannah, which is showing you that evolutionary changes can occur very quickly because different versions of a gene can spread through the population very quickly when there are lots of people together competing, for example, in towns or whatever. He showed that the first the fast pace of evolution of this evolution continued in Europe until maybe something like 5,000 years ago. Now, by 5,000 years ago, this is, 3,000 BC, we have cities, we have towns, we have, we've moved all the way to the North Pole. We are modern people. We are modern people, definitely not adapted to the savannah, but yet evolution is still continuing at this incredibly fast pace. And although it may have slowed down a bit since, perhaps for various reasons, it's still likely to be going on at a relatively fast pace. So these people that say, oh, evolution is not happening, it's all culture, this is palpably wrong. And I should emphasise that this study drew upon many different groups as well. It didn't just draw upon Europeans, it drew upon all different kinds of ethnic groups so that it could show how this was happening and the differences in speed of evolution within the different groups. Now, the second paper was by Libedinsky and colleagues from the Free University of Amsterdam. Again, it showed that there were a number of points in human history where there were major changes in the speed of evolution. And one of these in which evolution rapidly sped up, in which these genetic changes rapidly sped up, was the period between about 280,000 BC and 1,700 years ago. And during that period, there were enormous changes for evolution, for genetic reasons, in our vision, in our mental functions, and in our nutrient absorption. Now, his study was mostly based on Europeans. So he's finding that based simply or substantially on a European sample. So I hope this illustrates this idea, this old idea that I receive again and again and again, which is that evolution happens very slowly. And so it doesn't, you can't talk of the effects of genetic changes in a population across 100 years. Evolution is glacial. It happens across thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of years. And it happens very, very slowly. I hope this is illustrating that is not the case. Evolutionary pressure massively sped up once we left the savannah, and therefore it becomes much more likely that changes that you can see in the nature of a population's psychology or whatever across even 100 years will at least in part have a genetic component.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!